Next, this Thursday, the United States says goodbye to its 41st leader. Yesterday, outside the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., members of all five branches of the military stood in honor of the late President George H.W. Bush. Afterward, 3,000 people, including political leaders and the family of President George H.W. Bush, gathered inside. President Donald Trump, former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter were there, as well as Britain's Prince of Wales, Germany's Chancellor, Jordan's King, Poland's President, and a former Prime Minister of Canada. They heard hymns and reflections on President George H.W. Bush's life. His eulogists remembered his service as a World War II pilot, a statesman who led his country, a friend to many, a father to six, and a grandfather to 17. George W. Bush, the son who became the nation's 43rd leader, revered his father with love and humor.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said, I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too. To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And by the way, he passed these genetic defects along to us.
George H.W. Bush served as president from 1989 through 1993. He oversaw the end of the Cold War and led an international coalition in the Gulf War. He became friends with President Bill Clinton, who prevented President Bush from serving a second term. America's 41st leader will be buried in College Station, Texas.